Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome in, Tuesday edition brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Brian Williams, B-Dub producing. I've lost Bob to CNN already today.
Yeah, you have.
What's
My
going on,
goodness,
Bob?
Boy, this bridge in Baltimore that collapsed. Have you watched the video of this thing going down yet? I mean, this is unbelievable. 10 seconds, this bridge goes down in the Baltimore Harbor.
Not by design.
Not by design, at all. Knocking out the bridge to build a new bridge. No. A boat hit the bridge, like a 100-foot or 1,000-foot tanker or something like that, you know, going overseas, just hit one of the pillars of this bridge, and it goes down like an erector set. I don't know that I've ever seen anything collapse like that before in my life. They're saying there's like 20 people missing. It happened at like 1:30 in the morning. I mean, could you imagine if that was a couple of hours later and we're doing this during rush hour and how many cars were over it? But, I mean, you can see these trucks driving across this bridge, and you're looking at these trucks going across the bridge knowing what happened. These people just saved their lives. They just got out of the way of this thing as this tanker goes into these pillars, and this thing just goes collapsing down, you know, to the ground. I mean, it's unbelievable video to watch. If you have an opportunity to get up this morning and watch it, it's everywhere to be seen. But this bridge, I mean, just gone in 10 seconds because I'm watching the video. I'm like, one, two, oh, my God, I've never seen anything happen like that. That wasn't designed.
Usually, right.
You know, something explodes.
If you said they were going to implode a bridge to make way for progress and they're going to build a new bridge, it wouldn't have come down that fast.
No, it would not have come down that fast. not at all.
With the detonations.
Nope, not at all. I was looking at something this morning because today is the anniversary of when they took down the King Dome in Seattle, Washington.
Like that video. Everybody's seen that video.
That took like 20 seconds for the entire King Dome to be imploded. This took 10 seconds for this bridge to come down, and it looked like it got touched or saying the power went out on this tanker ship or whatever it was. But I mean, my goodness, imagine just being on that bridge or escaping that bridge just at the last moment. I just can't imagine plummeting into a harbor where they said the water is still very cold because we're just getting out of winter right now. So these people are in these cars that are in this harbor that, I mean, it's just an absolute mess. And it happens to be a big traffic artery, I guess, in Baltimore, you know, as well. And so that's going to be the top story all day, you know, in the United States. I even got a phone call from somebody this morning at 4:30. I'm driving driving into work. You see this bridge thing? I'm like, why are you up, first of all? It's like very early. And second of all, yeah, I did see this bridge thing. It's kind of what I woke up to this morning. I'm like, breaking news on my phone. I'm like, what could possibly be happening? And like, oh my God, one of the scarier things ever. But the King Dome thing is interesting because it was detonated and blown up in 20 seconds. And then I was telling you this morning, the park that the Mariners play in now has actually been up longer than the Kingdome was ever in use, too. So you kind of put that into perspective. The Kingdome only lasted 20-some years. T-Mobile Park has been in existence now longer than the Kingdome. And when you think about the Kingdome, you're thinking,
it was super old.
Yeah.
Super old and dated and right. Blah, 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 needed to go.
It needed to go, like, you know, Kauffman and Arrowhead Stadium that were, you know, we were trying to preserve Arrowhead for another 25 years, and obviously Kauffman has seen its better days. Yeah, absolutely. Kingdome had a lot of concrete in it, too, Josh. I don't know how many
bad batches
of concrete they received in the Kingdome, but my goodness, that took 20 seconds. I thought that took no time at all, but this bridge thing, jeez, I just can't imagine being on that thing or just getting right past that thing and watching in your rearview mirror as the bridge you were just on is gone and done, like gone, like, oh my God, I just went across that thing and now it's history. It is done. So crazy.
Especially
stuff
at that time of the morning. Okay. I don't know what you're out doing. Maybe you're coming home from work. Maybe you're working late. Maybe whatever. And all
not
of a sudden,
a lot of people were out. Thank
right?
God.
You know what I mean? Like at that time of the morning, you don't know who's out driving. Could be somebody that doesn't normally just coming home late, whatever. And you look in your rearview mirror and suddenly it's just,
it's gone.
You're like, duh. You were like kind of drowsy driving, you know.
Yeah.
You got that drowsy driving, like, okay, I'm just getting home, blah, 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 not really paying attention. Holy, my rearview, what?
Yeah. I can't imagine. A lot of it were trucks, too, going over.
Not the way to go.
No.
Not the way to go out.
No,
here.
I don't think that's the way to go at all. But, I mean, you're driving an 18-wheeler, and you look back in your mirror to check behind you, and all of a sudden the bridge is gone. You're like, oh, my God.
That's terrifying.
I mean, it reminded me of the 89 World Series out in San Francisco between the Dodgers and the A's, the Bay Area World Series. Remember when the earthquake took out the bridge and people were trapped on that? That bridge didn't come down. This bridge came down and is gone. Yeah. It is history.
This in London, the only ones I remember.
That's right.
That's all the only ones I remember at this point in time. Survive in advance is the name of the game, right?
Yeah, that's it.
My Iowa women's team are through. Mm-hmm. Just get out. That's all. Just get out. Get out of Dodge.
Doesn't matter how you do it this time of year, does it?
No.
Because that was an ugly game. West Virginia did a good job of uglying that thing up last
exactly
night.
They did exactly what they needed to do and did it awfully well for a long period of time.
Yeah.
So.
I thought, like, for sure Iowa was going to pull away. You're waiting for that moment for, like, Iowa to pull away last night, right? It's like, pull away. I'm ready for bed. Pull away.
Had that little run to get up 10. I'm like, okay, this is it. They're going to throw the knockout punch.
Nope. All of a sudden it's down to 3, and you're like, oh, my God, it's back and forth. They bottled them up in the fourth quarter. No points in the first 5 minutes of that fourth quarter, you know, last night for Iowa. And you thought they were going to have a chance to lose. And quite honestly, that West Virginia coach was the guy that was talking smack last week about Caitlin Clark, right? He was going to
center packing.
And they almost did last night. They almost did.
Well, they did. They're on the road now.
Yeah, that is true. I was off to Albany.
So they are. They have been.
Could you imagine getting sent to Albany, New York? Like, of all places to be sent. Like, congratulations on your win.
You just won your second round game. What are you going to do next? I'm going to Albany.
Why? Well, that's where they're sending us.
Where the next game is.
And what goes on with the women's regionals? They do two regionals in each site. It's different from the men.
Yeah.
So you play, like, you know, two regionals in one region, basically, right?
Yes.
I saw, like, the Albany 2 and the Albany 1.
On opposite sides of the bracket.
I know. And opposite sides of the country as well. Yeah. I mean, you got Albany and Portland for the women's side of things, and so everybody's traveling to glorious Albany, New York in March. Like, really? That's my prize?
Yeah.
And then you got to go to Cleveland for the Final Four, potentially.
Correct.
It's the city of rock and roll.
That's true.
What?
Yep. That's true. Time to go
that
rock and roll.
That was the most college basketball I watched all year long, that game last night.
Last night? You didn't
I'm
watch
sorry,
any of the tournament?
That was not,
yeah,
a, that was not, not a, a oh, that was
I,
not a great example.
I thought
example.
It was great. I thought Watson down low for West Virginia was mucking it up as best she could, and I thought it was a great game, especially in the fourth quarter, and I really, really come to enjoy the quarters, which we've been talking about for years.
They're great, aren't they?
They are. They're fantastic.
It's so
good.
It's so much better product than the men's.
Yeah, it really is. It makes the game go a lot faster. You reset those fouls. There's not a lot of garbage time, junk time at the end, and fouling and all that kind of nonsense that we see in the men's game. It really cleans it up. And I guess they've been doing that for about a decade now, that the women – I was looking at it last night because – all of a sudden,
it's been that long. I've been advocating it for a number of years now, yeah. But I don't remember.
But exactly like all of a sudden, halftime was over last night. I was like, how fast is halftime? So I started to look it up, like, how fast is women halftime? It felt like 2 minutes last night. I'm like, I took the dog out and I came back in. I'm like, we're 8 minutes, 2 minutes into the third quarter already. I'm like, what the hell did I miss in that 5 minutes? But so I did some research about the halftime length, and it was 15 minutes. I guess I got caught up in other things. I don't know. I think it's it for about like the last 10 years or whatever.
Almost 2015, 2016
season. So like 10 years it's been doing the quarter system like that. And the men's game should watch
that. I've been advocating it for that long, and they still haven't done it?
And they still haven't done it yet.
I'm failing.
Like, that's the one rule you wish you could change in sports, right? Like, if you got the ability to change one rule in sports, you'd make the men's game four-quarter.
It's a good one.
It's a good rule change. It's not, like, what the NFL is getting ready to do with the kickoffs, you're going to need a lot of drugs to get through the kickoff rule of the NFL if they pass this thing today. It's going to be very complicated, and I'm not joking about that. I don't think the NFL needs to mess with the kickoffs. Just move on and do your thing. But, like, if you could change that one rule to make things legitimately better, men's college basketball would be much better with the quarter system. And I don't think that's one where people would argue with you. Nobody's going to go kicking and screaming. The men's basketball is the only one that does a half system.
I know. There's been a lot of griping for something that they're the only ones doing at any level.
Mm-hmm.
High school, pros, right. International. Whatever, they're the only ones playing halves.
I mean,
we're going, we got to preserve this. Not really. It is a smoother game with the four quarters.
It is. So. It's an easy transition as well. You get people more breaks. You get the foul system cleaned up a little bit. It makes for a smoother game. It makes for a quicker game. It makes for a more enjoyable game. And then you don't have the last 2 minutes like you do in these men's games. Why in the last 2 minutes of every men's basketball game the referees act like they have never seen a basketball game before? Like they literally review every call, every play, every timeout, everything.
They've been empowered to do it.
Oh my God, it's
come on.
Excruciating.
They got the little dialy thing to rewind. It looks fun. It looks like a fun machine to use.
Well, yeah, if you're in your basement, but you're holding everybody hostage at this
you just have to hit your rewind or whatever on your remote. You don't have a little dialy thing,
right?
That looks like a blast. So they all go use it because it's the only time they get to play with it. And then they go get to do the little dialy thing, and then we go about our business.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Plus, they get paid by the review.
I guess they must, because the last 2 minutes of a men's college basketball game, I mean, you can take a 4 mile walk and come back, and there's still a minute 58 to go.
Especially in the tournament when we know CBS is paying bills, and so they got to take a commercial
every single time.
They show you one more time the commercial you've already seen 50 times in that game.
Oh my God. The clarinet player crying, which is funny, but
they're paying the bills. And so, time on the floor. It's going to be a 30.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
And it's never a 30. It's always a 3 minute break.
They blast you to another commercial.
Like, they've got longer breaks than the NFL does
it's
in this
pretty
thing.
Crazy. And then, so social media, of course, now anti-Iowa, get it.
Oh God, yes. Everyone, you're the king.
We're evil and blah blah blah, and we get all the calls and blah blah blah. And I, as you know, I'm not a big tinfoil hat guy. You're the tinfoil hat guy, but I'll borrow your tinfoil hat and what's better for the tournament, West Virginia or Iowa?
Well, it's Iowa. I mean, West Virginia's
if they did get some
anything.
Calls, you want Caitlin Clark around for a few more weeks?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? She's the draw. She's the best player in college basketball, both men or women, and she's the biggest draw in college basketball. Why wouldn't you make a couple of calls for her to,
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I personally don't believe that happened. They were fouling, but for those of you like 30 free throws to 5, well, who do they want around? They do.
I watched the entire game. I didn't even notice the disparity of free throws. No. I'm going to be honest with you.
You luckily were not on social media.
I wasn't. You're right.
Yeah, which I'm saying you're luckily not on it because, it was 30 free throws to 5 and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, who do they want advancing? Come on.
Yeah, I was reading,
let's be honest,
something about social media yesterday, and it said back in like 2005, the average time spent on one screen was like 2 minutes and 45 seconds or something like that. And in today, in 2023, the average time spent on one screen was 47 seconds. And so I saw that story about how we're just not paying attention to anything anymore. And if you're watching a game and you have your phone out and you're on social media, you're not watching the game. I mean, Josh used to talk about it all the time with the college basketball reporters. They're all just in their laptops at the game, sitting courtside, not paying attention to what's going on in the game. And so I looked at that last night and kind of reset things a little bit. I'm like, if I'm on social media during the game, I'm not paying attention to the game. I'm more paying attention to what's going on in Twitter's world and people complaining on there as opposed to watching the game. And so you can sit there and say, yeah, I watched that game. Did you? Did you watch that game? Because I watched the game last night, Josh. I never even considered the free throws that people were complaining about on Twitter.
Game,
and I feel like
a lot of
I'm better off for it. Yeah,
and it was ugly. Exactly how West Virginia needed to try to play it to win that game.
Right. Yeah, I do like the 8-1-6. West Virginia shot a ton of threes. That's why they didn't have any free throws. Yeah. And but you're using logic.
No one ever wants that excuse.
You're using
logic.
You know
why you don't get fouled? You don't drive
the ball.
You're
not driving inside.
Yeah. That's usually what it is.
Yes.
Travis Kelce shot his shot before, so why not again?
Let's go.
We'll discuss next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning.
How about that tease, baby?
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com. Party rock crew, all drinks are free. We like Ciroc, we love Patron. We came to party rock, everybody is on.
All right, so there once was a time that, you know, Travis Kelce shot his shot.
Yes, he did.
And
it's,
it may have seemed like low odds.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked.
Hey, yes, it did.
And now he's all over TMZ all the time.
Did you see them in the Bahamas at a $15,000 a night like room that has three butlers and two maids?
Was that before or after he had the pizza in Cleveland without her?
I don't know. I lost
the timeline yesterday.
Yeah, I know you did. I know you went from pizza in Cleveland without her to the Bahamas with her.
Correct.
In the same newspaper on the same day.
Yeah, I think the Bahamas was late last week or something.
Yeah.
And then they've separated to do pizza or
do
something.
Pizza.
I don't know.
She went and had sushi. Yeah. He went and had pizza. We'll reconvene for drinks later.
Correct.
You know, you've done that, right? I'm gonna go out with my girlfriend, you go out with your guy friends, we'll
cities.
Meet up later. Yeah,
in different cities.
And right, we'll
and
have
we'll
jets
convene.
Waiting and we'll convene later in Indianapolis.
That's a different life. Yeah, I don't quite know that. So
in different area codes.
So once upon a time he did something that had a very low percentage of coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
and it worked. So
gotta shoot your shot.
Why not keep it going?
Right.
Travis Kelce on the latest edition of the New Heights podcast says why not, if you're the Chiefs, call Aaron Donald?
That's
he
right.
He just retired, but, you know, who's to say he doesn't want to play again sometime?
Shout out to AD.
No, it was
unbelievable career,
unbelievable
brother.
Career. Unbelievable.
If you want to win one more Super Bowl, just we'll probably have some availability somewhere in December.
I understand you don't want to play the whole season and all. You think you're retired. You think you're done with the game, but, you know.
Was he talking to Jason or was he talking to Don at that point?
See, I get that itch. And, you know, December and January, just come hang out.
Yeah. Well, we talked about this for how many years with Ndamukong Suh, right? Just go out and sign this guy towards the tail end of the season, bring him in here for an opportunity to win a Super Bowl.
I love
Bowl,
the mercenary
right?
defensive lineman. There's a spot I have for them.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Well, they've paid off here in Kansas City, Josh, have they not? I mean, we've seen a lot of guys kind of come through the door here, whether it's defensive end or whatnot, and do a really nice job. One of the biggest additions last year was Mike Pinnell coming in and being kind of that mercenary defensive lineman late in the season. But if you could get Aaron Donald in December, a guy guy who hasn't played all year long has kind of stayed in shape and ready to go and has got some fresh legs for a defense that rotates defensive linemen like it's nobody's business. And now all of a sudden you got Aaron Donald and Chris Jones paired together. Like, I got excited yesterday for something that may not happen.
Well, just looking at Aaron Donald, too, you don't think he's the type that's going to get fat.
No.
Like, he's going to spend his time on Muscle Beach until he decides what's next.
Yeah, that's right. You'll see him on the beach lifting. Is that Aaron Donald? Yeah, no, that is. No, that's him and Arnold out there doing their thing.
He's pumping Volkswagen buses over there.
Yeah.
So I would think he would be a guy that would be in terrific shape even in, 6 months.
But I mean, you look at that. That could be the final piece, Josh, that secures the three-peat for you. All of a sudden, you shore up the defensive line late in the season. The Chiefs have announced the signing of Aaron Donald to a one-year contract to finish out the season in the postseason. Like, I wouldn't put it past them at all. I don't think that's something you should not consider. I think you should absolutely be calling in every couple of weeks, right?
To the practice squad on a random Tuesday.
Oh, it would be fantastic. but I mean, that's something Brett Veach should do this offseason. Is seriously, he should just be calling Aaron Donald every once in a while. How you doing? Send him some burnt ends from Smokehouse, get him some, beans and things like that up to his crib and say, hey, you want to come into Kansas City? We're welcoming you. We're ready for you. Just let us know when you want to be here. No pressure, no rush. You want to come in at the end of the season, get a couple of regular season games under your belt before we, go on this stretch run for a three-peat. By all means, man, the door is wide open for you, and that's what they should do. And they should say the same thing to Jason Kelce. And I'm going to be watching what goes on at that center position this year. If Creed Humphrey can't get the ball back to Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to be banging the drum to go get Jason Kelce because I'm not going to allow Creed Humphrey's bad snaps to affect, postseason games again. Like, that guy's got to figure out how to snap the football.
Well, especially if he's going to have an extension coming, right?
That's exactly right. He's one of those guys that they wanted to extend. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey. If I get my wish and Joe Tooney's finally playing left tackle, I ain't going to be mad.
No. And who's playing left tackle right now? I mean, in all honesty, Josh, you look at that offensive line position.
Saw Creed play guard in that last regular season game when they were swapping out linemen.
Right.
He can play guard.
You can bounce Creed over to guard. Tooney
can play wherever you put him.
Yep.
So why not?
So, let's roll. So he better find a way to get those snaps up.
Bring them all.
Everybody who wants to play in Kansas City next year, you come to play in Kansas City.
Come for a buck and win it all.
That's right.
Why three?
Why is Dak Prescott ringing the doorbell?
You're part of three in a row.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Call everybody.
Let's go.
Yeah. Heck, Dez Bryant may get a call. I mean, who knows, T.O. who are Randy Moss. No, I know. Every retired guy's gonna be like, "Well, I'll go there for you. Only need me for 2 months. I can give you 2 months."
If you just walked away from the game and you still have that itch to play, but you don't want to go through the rigors of the training camp of the regular season, but you want an opportunity to join a team and make a run, why wouldn't you do that? Like Aaron Donald and Jason Kelce are those guys that you know how hard it is to walk away. I was reading a story about J.J. Watt this morning, and he was talking about adjustments that he had to make, off the field when he retired, and it hits
people
hard.
J.J. Watt wanted to come play a month and a half. I'd
absolutely
be like, sure.
Absolutely. And if Tom Brady wanted to come and back up, Patrick, no, I wouldn't do that because I don't want Tom to get another ring. But anybody other than Tom Brady would be welcome.
So
here.
Just like BetMGM, it's everything other than it's open to anybody but Tom Brady.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jonte Porter can come in and can take himself out of a game early.
We'll get to him later. Bet the under. So we're getting very close to an election and It's pretty pointed now, I guess.
It is. This letter went out yesterday to the Jackson County legislatures from the committee to keep the Royals and Chiefs in Jackson County. And I'll just read a little excerpt from this letter. We know the election is a week from today. I'm very excited to get it over and done with, and we can all move on and get these new stadiums, constructed. But this is a little excerpt from the letter. Today, the Chiefs and Arrowhead drive more than $993 million in total annual economic output for the Kansas City region, including more than $572 million in economic output for Jackson County specifically, and support 5,860 full and part-time jobs annually. The Royals project the construction benefits of a Crossroads ballpark and district will include 26,000 jobs, spurring $1.8 billion in labor income and $3.8 billion in total economic output. Upon completion over time, the new ballpark and surrounding district will annually support 8,400 jobs, net $440 million in labor income, and spur $1.2 billion in annual economic output.
Sounds like big numbers
to me. Yeah, just the
8,400 jobs.
8,400 jobs, and people are protesting that?
Where
that's 8,400 jobs that don't exist that will be full-time jobs in Kansas. Kansas City.
Okay.
In that district alone, 8,400 jobs, and there are people saying, no, we don't want this. What are you looking at?
That's a big business.
It is. Without a yes vote on April 2nd, there will be no new jobs to fill, no labor income generated, and no economic output for the county, city, or state created by these projects. The county
But there will be somebody somewhere else.
Well, yeah.
Those jobs and all that money would go somewhere else.
Will go somewhere else, whether it's across state line or to Nashville. The county executive will tell you that we have more time and we can delay, but our teams have been clear. If April 2nd results in a no for the Chiefs and Royals, we will explore all options for where we will play come 2031. That's the Chiefs and Royals. Neither Arrowhead or Kauffman will be around after the 2030 season. Do you all understand that? Neither stadium will be around after the 2030 season. It is our hope that we continue to play here. We are saddened the county executive is putting at risk the promising future of our teams and our population and expansive development in our downtown core. If there's concern the proposed leases are, quote, late, then the county executive has only himself to blame. He's had these on his desk since 2021. He's had the leases on his desk since 2021, and Frank White, much like his postseason 219 batting average, failed. We hope the voters see through the county executive's false narratives and motives and realize what's at stake on April 2nd. When Frank White is done playing his political games, we'd like to get back to playing football and baseball, preferably in Jackson County.
Dang.
Yes, Frank White was a 219 career postseason hitter.
I guess
so to say he's clutch is a lie.
I guess at this point in time, from what I've heard over the last, really, once the like more of the details have spewed out, I don't know how you could get a better deal.
Right.
What more are you looking for?
What more are you looking for? To the people who are protesting this, what more do you want?
Again, I didn't know what a community benefits agreement was until we went through this entire process. But I can't imagine you're going to get much more than I saw in that document that came out last week.
No, you're not. It's the largest community benefits agreement in the history of the United States of America.
So I don't know what else you could be looking for. Again, not an increase in taxes.
No, there's no increase in taxes.
It's the same ask.
Right.
If you said they're increasing taxes and getting this too, do you have more of a suggestion? Now it's like it's just something that's on there as a sales tax.
Right. Oh. You're already paying it, right? Yeah. Do you want 8,400 new jobs in the ballpark district at where Kauffman Stadium is going to be, the new Royals ballpark, or do you not want 8,400 new jobs in Jackson County? Because those jobs will matriculate somewhere else. And you know, all the labor unions are obviously behind this now. They want to get to work. They want to build these stadiums. They're going to generate all kinds of money. They're going to generate temporary jobs. They're going to generate full-time jobs. It is going to be a boom for the Kansas City economy and for downtown to have so many people working and giving folks the opportunity to have these jobs. If this thing does fail, again, the Chiefs are moving to Kansas. Arrowhead is done too, folks. I don't think people realize that. And the new stadium is going to be smaller, and it's going to be very expensive for the common person like us to get in the door. It's not going to be 76,000 people in Kansas City, Kansas, when they build the new football stadium over there, if this vote fails. It's going to be about 65,000, and it's going to be extremely pricey to A, get in, and B, park, because it's going to have all the bells and whistles. All the stuff that you've seen at all these new stadiums, Josh, are going to be in that new venue where they're going to build for the Chiefs in Kansas, and it's going to be extremely expensive. Gone are going to be the days of an affordable ticket to bring the family to a game. Not that there's many affordable ones right now, but I'm telling you, I promise you, that new stadium will be out of the price range of just about all of us if they have to build a new stadium.
How come we haven't evolved past bells and whistles?
I don't know.
So who the hell does that impress anymore?
Yeah, not nobody. Yeah, what would you like to go with that?
I don't know,
yeah.
but if you said, oh, it's going to have bells and whistles.
Right.
Great. Sounds like a terrible party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think we need... Whatever it is, that phrase needs to be evolved.
All right, so
something that's nicer.
Do you want to bring like cognac and shrimp,
or you know, chocolate fountain? And
okay, well, let's think of something. Let's come up with something this
913-586-7610. You guys are great with ideas on the Jay Southland Toast Service text line.
It has all the Screaming Eagle wine and lobster tail.
Bells and whistles feels a little outdated to me. What would be the updated version? We can't figure out still what a catch is. Oh, so now we're going to move on to what's a tackle?
That's right.
This is going to go great.
Yes.
Next.
Fesco in the morning.
The mailman, that's a good one. I love John Stockton.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If I had a vote, you asked earlier if I could change one thing in sports, and it would be I'd go to quarters for college basketball. But secondly, it would have been I would have just canceled this edition of the coaches, owners meetings, and whatever.
This part of the meeting? Because if we canceled this whole meeting, we don't get the picture that we had yesterday.
Take the picture and get out.
Okay.
Don't do any business.
No.
Don't do any this overthought stuff that they're doing right now. The kickoff rule, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Knock it off. Just making it confusing on everybody. And now you're going to drop, well, we got to ban this type of tackle.
This is the worst thing ever.
So we're all going to be armchair tackle experts now?
That's right.
And we're going to break them all down on Twitter during the midst of games, mm-hmm. and we're going to freak out. They're dropping a specific type of tackle.
Right.
Which involves taking someone to the ground at full speed.
At full speed by their legs.
Yes.
Yes. How are you expecting people to tackle this day and age, right? And
you're expecting them to bump into them and the other person to fall down voluntarily.
Right, exactly. Oh, excuse me. Ope. You know, in the Midwest, does everybody like to say ope all the time? You know, is that what it's going to be in the NFL? Ope or two-hand touch now? Because that's what we're resorting to. And I hate to be that guy if we're resorting to two-hand touch.
Yeah,
but
I think that's us getting extreme.
But right. But this is extreme, though, too.
The hip drop tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen all the videos. I've seen whatever. You just can't convince me that the players are like, we're going to do this tackle. It's the most effective way to bring somebody to the ground.
Right.
They're tackling.
What
do
we
want to do here?
Right, exactly.
So now we're going to determine what is a tackle?
Oh, that's going to go over well because we can't even determine what a catch is right now or what pass interference is right now. And now we're
holding
or holding
or
right,
anything else.
Anything, you know? And now
we're going to do this?
I mean, how are we going to do this when we're all drunk at the game screaming from the crowd, that's a hip drop tackle? We're not going to know what any of that is. And how ticked off are people going to be, Josh, when the play isn't called? Are we going to look for a hip drop tackle on every single tackle now that gets made?
Yes.
This is just stupid.
Tony Romo's going to be telling us about it all the time.
Well, I don't know, Jim. That's a hip drop. I think they should have called that. They got away with one there, Jim. Tony, sit down, please.
Oh.
Sorry, friends. He's a little excited about the hip drop tackle. But I hope the referees take this the way that they did with the pass interference reviews and basically just go on strike and not doing it and not call all these things. The refs should ignore this foul. It's way too subjective out there, and it's way too hard, in my opinion anyway, to call in real time. I mean, it's easy when you go and you look through video and you want to get examples of what they are, and even that video they showed yesterday was Zapruder-esque. I'm watching that and I'm going, I don't know what you're looking at here. I really don't. I don't know what's going on. If a guy wraps up and drops his weight. Right.
That's how you tackle.
That's how you tackle, though. How are you supposed to bring somebody down?
That's how you tackle. So now, I guess if you land on their legs while doing this, we're going to throw flags.
Well, I think what we're also looking at.
And we're going to, 15 yards and a loss of down?
Is it going to be
first down? I mean, 15 yards and a first down?
And a first down.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to do this all day.
So we're going to just continue to kill drives for the defense. Like, the defense, again, is being you know, taken away out of the NFL. I think part of the reason for this is they're gonna lie to you and tell you about player safety. The NFL cares about player safety like I care about player safety, right? It just doesn't cross my mind all that much. And it doesn't cross the mind of the NFL all that much either, especially when you're sitting there watching the game. I don't wake up in the morning and go, I wonder how the NFL is going to handle player safety today. I don't think anybody wakes up thinking about that, including the league. So they can get on the TV and in front of people and lie to you that they care about player safety. They're doing this for one reason and one reason only. For like the fourth consecutive year now, I think it was, points per game have dropped in the NFL. They're trying to get more offense back into the game. How do you get more offense back in the game? Move drives along. 3rd and 8. Oh, no. We have Nick Bolton with a hip drop tackle on a gain of 2 and the running back at the line of scrimmage. Throw the flag 15 yards. The offense continues to move down the field. That's how you inflate fictionally your offensive numbers by adding a penalty like this into the game, which is going to cause a lot of consternation. It's going to cause a lot of anger. It's going to cause a lot of stress. Now you're going to have to teach these guys how to tackle again. So everybody's going to be wasting time in training camp teaching professional football players how to properly tackle. And correct, nobody's going to even know the rule to fully. Referees are going to be subjected to making these calls. They're going to be subjective calls. Every fan's going to be ticked off. And I guarantee you, before we're into October, Josh, there's going to be a hip drop tackle call that directly affects the outcome of a game, and we'll all be enraged by it. And this time next year, we're going to get away with this rule because it's way too subjective to call. This is a stupid rule by the NFL, and it has nothing to do with player safety. It's because points per game are down in the NFL because defenses have gotten better in this league. And so they're trying to punish the defenses by putting this play in. It's stupid.
NFL Competition Committee Chairman Rich McKay says this is going to be a hard one to call in the field.
There's your competition committee.
So the official rule is as follows. So that we all have it. Might as well just print it out for yourselves now. Tape it to your television. Hip drop tackle is a foul if a player uses the following technique to bring a runner to the ground. A, grabs the runner with both hands and wraps the runner with both arms.
That's how you were taught to tackle in high school. Wrap up. I can hear the coach today still saying, wrap up!
And unweights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's legs at or below the knee.
We were taught to wrap up and drive through the ball carrier, Josh. Wrap up! Drive through the ball carrier, Bobby Fesco! Clearly, put your head up and drive through!
Clearly dropped the hips there. Penalty, loss of 15 yards and an automatic first down.
Yeah.
So, live it, learn it, love it.
Yeah.
Again, I wish these meetings never happened this go-round.
Oh, I know. Just... this is dumb. Wait till you see the kickoff rule that's going to come out today, and you're really going to need rules for this one. I mean, the kickoff rule, I don't want to get into it yet today because it hasn't passed, and I'm hoping they come to their senses and they don't pass this thing. But it looks like they're going to pass a one-year test on this new kickoff where you're going to have to learn new terms in the NFL. We'll all be experts on them by the Thursday night opener, but we're all going to have to learn new terms in the NFL when it comes to kickoffs that they're talking about implementing. And again, the vote is expected to be taken today, but you're going to have to know and learn what a landing zone is now in the NFL. Mm. Who in the hell wants to do that? Oh, that's in the landing zone.
Is that the same as the activation zone?
It is.
Okay. Same thing.
It
is. Same thing.
Yes.
You'll kick it to a piece of turf where a stadium once stood.
Right. Right. Hopefully.
I think MLB is buying what Shohei is selling. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning. On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Back in on a Tuesday brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyIQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. We'll talk with our own Jay Binkley, our draft guru, coming up at 7 o'clock. Shohei Ohtani spoke yesterday via a new interpreter.
Yep.
Because the other guy... Bad.
Well, he was either stealing money or had a bad gambling habit that Shohei Ohtani bailed him out of. One or the other. Maybe.
So before we get to that portion of it,
was the fall guy. I don't know.
Yeah. The they're questioning now his credentials.
Yeah.
Right. That he never went to school. He claimed to never worked for other teams and whatever. Mm-hmm. My thought is, who cares?
Right. Exactly.
Did he understand what Shohei was saying and directly communicated into English?
Right. And if he did his job,
who
then
cares?
He did his job, right?
You know what I mean? Like, it was Shohei's friend, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And so if he hired him to be his translator, who cares?
What does it matter? You don't have to have a degree from UC Davis to be a translator in Major League Baseball. Again, it's not like Suits where you're faking a lawyer.
Does he understand what he's saying and can convey it to the masses?
Yeah.
And correctly?
Correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So anyway, I thought that was just kind of funny.
But that's where they went right away to try to defame this guy's character, to paint him like he was the bad guy, to try to get the attention away from Ohtani.
He might have just hired one of his friends.
Right, which is the dream job to have. We all wish we had rich friends that would just hire us to do nothing.
He's like Turtle.
Right.
But translates.
Correct.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Turtle lived the life.
Turtle didn't have...
Had no stress.
Had no... college degree.
What did really he do, by the way? And now that you think about it, like, what did Turtle do?
He just hung around.
Right. He was just paid to be a friend of Vinny's.
And then he got a little bit of scratch to start the vodka business. Right. And did very well.
And did very well with that. Yeah. But like, other than that, though, he didn't have to have a college degree to do any of that.
So the debunking of what this guy's credentials were made me laugh. I'm like, he hired a friend.
Yeah.
That's it.
It happens all the
time.
So
anyway, or an alleged friend.
Yeah. Well, not anymore, right?
Or the worst kind of friend.
Right.
Or whatever. So.
Or I thought I knew this guy.
I don't
living a
know.
Lie, Timmy, so, living a lie.
Shohei Ohtani did not take questions, but had a prepared statement interpreted by a new interpreter guy.
Right.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
Okay. To me, that's the most important part of this entire thing. For whatever you believe the story is, mm-hmm. or whatever the believe the story gets to.
Right.
Because if he is on record saying, I never bet on sports or Major League Baseball, because I don't care if you bet on sports. So if you're lying about you bet on soccer.
Right.
You see that Brandon Lang, the Matthew McConaughey character from The Gambling, where he's now saying, oh, yeah, it's soccer debts. Okay. So what? He's got $4 million in debt on a hundred and whatever he's worth.
Yeah.
That's like $50 for me.
It's not
like,
a
who
lot
cares?
Of money. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if he says I never bet on any sports or Major League Baseball, I think you have to hold him to that at mm-hmm. some point.
I will say I'm pessimistic. Everything that an athlete coach says in sports today, I am pessimistic about, and I tend to think
I'm saying
wrong.
There are ways to skirt it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. There are.
If you wanted to. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Now you got to hold them to, I never bet on sports.
Right.
So I never bet on baseball, any other sports.
Okay.
Okay. If that's what he's saying. Okay.
You got to hold him.
I roll my eyes to that.
I get
whatever.
You know. And it was not his debt.
Up until a couple of days ago, I didn't know that this was happening. Just to kind of just go over the result. In conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies. Last weekend in Korea, media has reached out to a representative in my camp inquiring about my potential involvement in this sports betting. Ipe never revealed to me that there was this media inquiry. And to the representatives in my camp, Ipe told to the media and to my representatives that I, you know, on behalf of a friend, paid off debt. Upon further questioning, it was revealed that it was actually, in fact, Ipe who was in debt.
Bad Ipe.
Yeah.
Bad Ipe.
But again, though, like, Ipe never told me that the media was interested in, like, you're an adult, man. Take control of your own life. And right here is what we're seeing, in my opinion, is a microcosm and the biggest problem with professional athletes today, or anybody who's a good athlete. We allow them to live in a world where they don't experience reality. I was telling somebody the story the other day, and I don't remember who it was now, Josh, but I remember the first, you know, couple of months where I was covering the Kansas City Royals back in 2001. And I remember being in that professional locker room and just watching the way that things took place. I mean, and we're talking about the 2001 Royals, not a lot of like really decent players on that team, right? You had Mike Sweeney and maybe Jeff Suppan on that team. Roberto Hernandez, Dye was there for a hot minute. It wasn't like a collection of superstars, right? It was a lot of slappies, quite honestly. But I watch these guys get everything done for them. They take their uniforms off. They just throw them on the floor. Somebody with rubber gloves would pick it up and do their laundry. They'd have the meals prepared for them. And I remember asking somebody at spring training in 2002, what's going to happen to all these players that don't know how to do life skills when they're done playing the game? And somebody with the organization said, oh, I don't know, that's a really good point. I guess we probably do need to do a better job of teaching these guys life skills.
Yeah,
and so I always go back to that, and I always look at athletes and go, everything is literally done for these guys. They don't have to experience life. They don't know how to deal with adversity. They don't know right from wrong a lot of the times because they're never told it. Or if they do something wrong, somebody's there to cover it up for him. And then you get into situations like this and you just don't know how to handle it. And so call me pessimistic, call me, you know, a little like, I'm not buying that. When Shohei Ohtani says, you know, I did nothing wrong, I'm like, you're a grown man. You've got to take control of your life. And you can't rely on a translator or the team or an agent. I heard a lot of my legal team, my lawyers, and I'm listening to all this and I'm going, wait, you just call your lawyer and you think they're just going to handle everything for you? Eventually, you have to take responsibility for yourself. And also, who gives their bank account information to a friend? Like, you know.
Athletes?
I mean, like and that's a problem to me, right? Like,
who...
Josh, we've been together for 14 plus years. I wouldn't give you my bank account information.
No, nor should you.
I don't even know if my wife knows my PIN number on my credit card for that matter.
At face value, though, he wouldn't be the first athlete taken for money.
Oh, no, I know, I mean? But that's a problem. Like, these athletes just trust people.
I were making that much money, I think I would know where everything was going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would be a little bit freakish
like
about
you,
it.
But. You just got to take control of your own life and not just rely on people around you. That's just a false way of doing things. And so many athletes do that now. And so many athletes, you know, have these hangers on who I think there's a lot of scam artists out there on the agent side, on the financial advisor side, on the, you know, we're going to give you advice side. Like people are piranhas and they're going after these athletes because they see all this money. And I think a lot of these athletes do get taken advantage of. But again, you've allowed yourself to be taken advantage of. That's why you've got to be careful of who's around you and who's in your circle. And I do. I think Major League Baseball teams, NFL teams, hockey teams, basketball teams fail miserably, miserably in getting these guys ready for life after sports because they do everything for them. And as we know in the NFL, your average career is 3.5 years. Most of these guys don't know how to operate a washing machine or a microwave.
I think bad with finances, trusting the wrong people would be a tale as old as time with athletes.
Right.
If this is just on the surface, okay? Everyone joked that he needed a fall guy. Well, what if he's already got one?
Right.
He pays his fall guy. He's going to pay him off now.
This guy, they blame this guy for everything.
Right. He's going to pay him off now and he goes away. That could be the story. Who knows?
Sure.
What bookie's giving a $300,000 per year salaried person the ability to run up $4 million in debt? Unless this guy's got his hooks into Shohei's bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to show to me. You good for this?
Yeah.
Because that guy ran up a debt.
Debt.
If that was his debt,
God,
he ran up a debt.
Huge debt.
And he had
to
have basically, said, well, I got, me and Shohei are tight.
Right.
He's got it.
Mm-hmm.
May had his hooks in there. Again, if he's betting and it's not on baseball, I don't care.
Right.
I just don't.
I don't either. I don't
care that it wasn't legal in California and all that. I don't care. $4 million to his vast empire is nothing.
Nothing.
And then I thought, as this was happening yesterday, you were skeptical that you took no questions. I get that.
Again, you're not going to take questions. If that's me up there and people are accusing me in the public forum of betting on games and doing all this stuff, there's accusations out there. I'm standing up there and I'm taking every question.
I'm going at it head on.
Right? I'm attacking this thing. I'm Kim Mulkeying this thing up.
MLB will buy yesterday's story. It's better for them.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, God forbid.
Yesterday's story is better for them that this guy stole my money and it's my business and we'll figure it out.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with baseball.
Major League Baseball is like, well, that's your cash. That's not our problem. We'll see how this investigation goes. But I mean, these athletes today have got to surround themselves with the right people, man. And I know it's hard because you have friends from the time you were kids, but I don't even know how you do it. Like, does the team have certain people that you should work with and tell you to work with these folks? Because there are a lot of athletes that get a lot of bad advice. A lot of these guys end up broke. A lot of these guys maybe are getting stolen from by their friends or, you know, people that are supposed to be in their inner circle. But eventually, you as an adult, you have to take control of your own life and can't continue to blame others. But professional sports has allowed these guys that are athletes to blame everybody else for their shortcomings. And if something does bad happen, they try to clean it up. And these guys are never held responsible until it's to a situation where there's nothing else the team can do.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.